Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word. In this, the most final of worlds, today marks the 9th of April of the year 2020. Happy first day of Pesach for my Jews and those who are Jew-adjacent out there in the world. Take the opportunity to put a sign on your door so the angel of the coronavirus passes over your house in this time of plague. Birthdays to note today include Victorian facial hair entrepreneur and bridge-building superstar Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Boy, could that man build a bridge. And happy death day today to Francis Bacon, the original man to whom everyone in Hollywood can be traced back to in 6 degrees of separation. Celebrations today include National Cherish an Antique Day, so take the opportunity to cackle possessively over your inherited trinkets or ancient relatives, though in these troubled times, ideally the latter should be at a distance. Your guest today is Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, just back from his stadium tour of empty stadiums as part of his heartbreaking Where Has All the Sport Gone investigative documentary. Welcome back to the show, Andy.
It's been a very, very difficult few days, Alice. Very difficult. Can I just point out Francis Bacon, who you mentioned, died shoving snow up a chicken's arse in an attempt to freeze a chicken. He was experimenting with, you know, how you could preserve food. Went outside, shoved snow up a dead chicken's arse and caught a chill and died. But, you know, he did not die in vain, for today we have the frozen chicken nugget. Let that as potent a legacy as anyone can ever have left for the world.
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, Andy, but I'm going to pretend it is.
Well, it's history, you know. Who knows what of history is true?
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest coronavirus clampdown news, dick-swinging dictators and benevolent antiviral fascism filling the streets with empty streets. But first, some headlines. In the news today, fears for the political campaign of Bob the Sentient Trash Island as Biden beats him in the polls in yet another leg of the Democratic primary. Bob says he, like Bernie Sanders, will continue the campaign, though it has met with some criticism after accidentally leaking some trash during a private conversation. Supporters say it was harmless microbeads, but it might cost him the environmental vote. And a coalition of other news stories has formed to petition the mainstream media for coverage, claiming the coronavirus has stolen airwaves and text paragraphs that are rightfully theirs. A number of mysterious murders, celebrity scandals, fascistic legislative changes and natural disasters have pooled resources to make a bid for more proportionate coverage, saying, sure, coronavirus may affect all of us and crash the economy, but you know, other stuff is probably happening too. Rapidly taking the novelty out of this so-called novel coronavirus. And that's all we have time for your headlines today. It's time for your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by succulent pot plants, your little piece of nature in the home. Succulent pot plants are the perfect companion for someone who wants to go out for a walk at the fringes of a desert but can't be f***ed. With their wipe clean leaves and forgettable watering schedules, you'll be surprised at how hard they are to accidentally kill, and then surprised again when you manage to kill them. Succulent pot plants. Take an Instagram photo of your one today. And now it's time for some sponsored content. Half a Glass of Water, in association with The Last Post Productions, brings you Portraits in Leadership. It's cool, it's top, it's the smell of success, it's Half a Glass of Water. In today's Portrait in Leadership, we are in conversation with Half a Glass of Water. Half a Glass of Water is joining us remotely. Good evening, Half a Glass of Water. Welcome to The Last Post.
Good evening, Alice. Good evening, listeners. It's a pleasure to be here.
Half a Glass of Water, you are a household name today. Tell the listeners how you began your journey.
Well, it's an interesting story. Actually, I started in a well. I wasn't always the half a glass of water you see today.
Oh, and tell us about your formative years.
I was brought up by a bucket. It taught me how important it is to be an all-rounder.
And what is the secret of your success?
The same as with anything, fluidity, transparency and cohesion. Especially cohesion. Without cohesion, I would be all over the place.
Thank you, Half a Glass of Water. And that is today's Portrait in Leadership, brought to you by The Last Post and Half a Glass of Water.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's all we have time for your ads today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, coronavirus crackdown. What is happening in the sheets and streets? Andrew Zaltzman, you're our coronavirus crackdown correspondent. Please tell us.
Well, what is happening is as little as possible, and that's very much the nature of clampdowns. We've seen politically that not only has it been the perfect time to swing right, but it's also been the perfect time to swing left. The world seems to be going simultaneously fascist and communist, massive state bailouts, authoritarian power grabs. The old Hitler-Stalin double act is currently chuckling wryly to each other deep in the bowels of hell, singing their favourite song, You Say Kartoffel, I Say Kartoffel. Politics, obeying the rules of boxing in a Rocky film, swing left, swing right, swing hard. And Hungary's Viktor Orban has obviously, as you'd expect, really sprung to even greater Hungarian prominence. He's announced himself Peacock of all Hungary. This stands for President, Emperor, Archduke, Tsar, Overlord, Caesar and King. Not to be outdone, Russia's Vladimir Putin has not only extended his term of office until the year 2085 with a computer-simulated deep fake of himself to take over in the extremely unlikely event of Putin ever dying, but he's also backdated his rule of Russia and its predecessoring USSR to late 1961, when, if you read the updated history books, Putin deposed Nikita Khrushchev as Soviet leader in a coup at the tender age of 9 and had Yuri Gagarin walking a dog on the moon by 1964. So it's been boom times for the those with an authoritarian tendency in their leadership style. And we've seen over the world how none of the rules of politics are in play anymore, none of the traditional rules. The conservatives are being socialist, the liberal are being authoritarian, and the Vatican has gone at least temporarily Jewish, which I guess in some ways is really going back to basics. It was really a matter of time before they saw sense.
That sounds like a hard time for people to be living through, Andy.
It's a very tough time and just things we're not used to. And obviously with the clampdown, it's affecting everyday life. There's been the, you know, the police have been clamping down on behaviour. There's been stories of members of the public being stopped in their cars driving somewhere, now being forced to give a detailed PowerPoint presentation explaining why they need to make the journey they're on. And if that PowerPoint fails to persuade the arresting copper, then those people are instantly convicted and have to serve an instant 10-minute jail sentence in their cars before being forced to drive back home.
I mean, that's certainly the only time that PowerPoint has ever come in useful.
That's also, that, as well as a clamp down, inevitably, you know, the laws of physics, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's also been a clamp up whereby the public are allowed to report the police to themselves if they're seen to be policing in an excessively non-distantaneous way.
That's all we have time for the top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Today's letter to the editor comes from John, who says, "Dear Alice and her worthy adversary." I think that's the best one we've had so far. That's you today, Andy.
When's our duel going to actually happen? That's a problem with all this social distancing. It's very hard. I mean, even though actually during a duel, you know, social distancing is very much part of the process. And, you know, even when you are within 2 metres at the start, you're back to back, so the danger of transmission is quite low. But it's more the kind of organisation side of things that's got tricky.
Well, I mean, it's all fallen apart with my insistence on rapiers rather than guns.
Yes.
Because you can't have a socially responsible duel with rapiers. It's all about the lunge.
Well, it is, but then, I mean, I guess you've got to have quite a cautious fight. As long as your rapier is a minimum of 1 metre long, and you then you can sort of at least go through the, you know, I mean, a lot of duels were really about the, you know, the process of, you know, seeing your honour done. So that we might have found a solution there.
We could both honourably delope, fire at the sky. I'm going to fire my sword at the sky and see who it falls on.
That was a Jimi Hendrix track, I think, wasn't it?
I'll carry on with reading this letter to the editor, shall I? During our April Pranks Day episode, you advised me to consult my witch doctor, which I did. However, he advised me, "Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang, leaving me more confused. Please provide further guidance," signed a 1950s novelty song. Oh, John, see, I don't know if that's racist. If I'm quoting someone else quoting something else, do I still get cancelled?
If it's a 1950s novelty song, it was almost certainly racist.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you here, John, other than to suggest in general, don't quote 1950s novelty songs. It always ends badly. Even the ones that sound nice are usually about rape. Oh, dear. Can you separate the artist from the art? A real question. And more of your letters tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
Well, that is a real question, particularly with some performance artists. including Esteban Butragueñas, who, to sort of highlight this point, actually glued and nailed himself to a self-portrait of himself on a canvas to prove that you cannot separate the art.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day, and we have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news or just can't keep up with this quality programming. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Hey, I've got a new book out that you can download or just write out longhand. It's entitled 101 Things to Partially Do in Your Home During a Lockdown. And it's just all the things to do around the house that you can make a bit of a start at, but then not quite get done when you realise you don't really have the skills or the tools or the materials or the effort, really, to actually finish it. But it's got a lot of really good starts to well-meaning projects.
I mean, that's heartbreakingly true, as you are so well known for in your documentary and reality television stylings, Andy.
Yep.
How do you feel about competing in the digital market with such giants as Dancy Lagarde?
Well, me and Dancy go back go back a long way, of course. I think we were at university together, but I forget. But Dancy's a great friend. Inspiration, even.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Andrew Zaltzman. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Corbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.